This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Glad you're here today, 855-839-1210. Happy Friday. So, the other day we were talking about how these phony burgers, these fake vegan Beyond Burger nonsense. I said, there's nothing like a really great burger. And then Monica texted me and said, we have the best burgers ever. So I want to introduce Monica and Richard Annunziato.
Got it.
I nailed it, right?
Yes.
La Bella Luna.
Yes.
All right, so welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having
us. And I love the fact that you're a small mom and pop mobile food vending and catering business, and you're fans of the show.
Oh, of course. I wake up every morning. Yep.
That's great. I'm so happy to hear that.
Before work to hear both of you.
Wonderful.
All of you, I should say.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. And you said, what kind of burger do you like? And I see my name here, RZ. Now, first of all, what is it like being, tell us a bit, mom and pop mobile food vending and catering. So what do you guys do exactly?
I'll let Rich explain that one too.
So we've always been in the food business for a long time. Monica works for Double Decker Pizza, and as a family, we're always interested in food. We've wanted to open various businesses over the last 20 years, bagel shops, pizza shops, whatever, and we took what we do at home and put it into this business. So we bought a food cart, and we took our menu, and we were vending in front of a brew pub in Aston, 2SP Brew Pub. And they gave us a shot, and we became the Friday cart. And we just started putting together our menu, which included this burger. I'm so nervous.
You're great. No, you're doing great, Richard. Go ahead.
We started putting our food items together, and this burger was born. Actually, our kids were the ones who helped design this burger. They wouldn't eat any burger that we would make. You're adding this, you're adding that, it doesn't taste good. So I said to them, well, what kind of burger do you like? And they said, we like the Five Guys burger. So I went and Googled the recipe for that. And the Five Guys recipe is all about the ingredients, top shelf beef, no seasonings whatsoever. So I went and I bought a bunch of different cuts of beef and started grinding my own meat and came up with this burger. This burger is a black Angus burger with ingredients that are second to none. Top shelf everything. And it's a huge hit.
This is a big risk. I mean, you take a risk when you do this, obviously. I mean, it's not easy doing this, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, our first night, we went out there. There were two car shows and friends and families. Yeah. We fed probably 250 people. Yeah. The battery on the cart died. I'm cooking in the dark.
It's
crazy. Here's my food. And it was really well received. And
does government bust your chops?
Well, we're so small that, not really. We only vended in front of the brew pub. So if you wanted our food, you had to come to the brew pub. And that's what was so great about it. That was the magic. We were an extension of the brew pub, just a mom and pop cart in Aston. Mm-hmm. So we live in Aston. The brew pub's in Aston.
And we didn't like to go far. We like to
stay
there.
And we just want to keep it simple, you know. And
we worked full time. Yep. That was our fun.
Huh? That's our hobby job. Yeah. Monica's a manager of the pizza shop, and I actually
and a
work
realtor.
For,
so right, yeah, yeah.
And and I work for the Philadelphia Health Department.
Yeah.
So today's a vacation day from that.
Yeah.
Nice. Right. I mean, it seems to me like they're making it harder and harder, especially on restaurants, to succeed.
Right.
$15 minimum wage laws and everything else, and so to the fact that you would want to get into this industry now is amazing, especially with all the obstacles that you have to do.
It's not the love of food.
I think it's the love of food, because we went to a food festival up in the Poconos, and there was 10 food trucks, and nobody was good at all. And we were excited, big food truck festival,
and then it was like, boy, the food's just mediocre.
It was.
So.
Yeah.
Now, do you think? I wanted to ask you this. You get this amazing burger. Do you think burgers will be legal? Meat based burgers will be legal in 5 years. That's
absolutely
my question.
Absolutely. We bought you a Beyond Burger also.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
We got to do the taste test.
Yes.
Yeah. I actually called it.
I have a theory that, which is that if certain people get in power, like America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, they will ban beef. It won't be allowed.
I hope not.
For the environment, the cows and everything.
2 weeks ago, after listening, somebody called in about the carnivorous diet, whatever. Yes. I'm on that now for 2 weeks, and I feel fantastic. So I'm all about the meat right now.
All right, so this is the Fugazi burger.
Right.
The Beyond Burger. Now, do you sell this as well if people want to buy
it? Double-Decker was bringing it in for an option instead of a veggie burger. So, but it's made of, what is that, beans or something?
Legumes.
Legumes.
So we've got some veggie. We got some veggie burgers. That's the Fugazi burger.
And a roasted vegetable wrap I brought for you.
And you got the real burger.
I love meat so much.
And the reason why I love meat is because it's delicious. Yeah. The Beyond Burger, here's how I would describe it. Imagine you've been in prison. All right. You have not had a burger in 20 years. You get out of prison.
That's not true.
They hand you a Beyond Burger. You go, this is amazing. Right. Every person who likes this Beyond Burger hasn't had meat in years. Right?
I haven't had meat in 5 years, but it tastes just like what I remember of.
Wow.
What I remember.
Yeah. See?
What I remember. Yeah.
The stock of this stuff is great. I'm telling you, like, today there's a story about how, because of climate change, there's going to be a food shortage.
Right.
And they say we have to stop with all the cows. The cows are like enemy number one now,
right.
Cows.
Right.
You know, these poor cows, these innocent little cows sitting around, you know what I mean? Everybody wants to go after the cows because of climate change.
Like, what'd I do?
Right. And they make delicious burgers. So your blend now, what kind of meat is it? Angus, you said?
Yep, all black Angus beef with brisket and top round. Rich, your burger has the chipotle mayo and the sautéed jalapeno. No cheese on the Lisio seeded roll. So,
and I brought you more chipotle mayo if you need some.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Okay.
Isn't that delicious?
Delicious. I'm going to take a sip of water here.
The official burger of the 2020
and
campaign.
And Dawn, I didn't know what you liked, so we bought a little of everything.
It smells amazing. Yep.
Now I'm going to try the Fugazi burger.
No, it's not a Fugazi.
I'll tell you the difference right now. Ready? Right, hang on. Okay.
Big bite.
No.
Big
no.
difference.
No. This is not a burger.
Right.
But it's good.
No.
Here's my question. Why can this identify as a burger? My burger can identify as a bean.
Exactly.
Right.
This is my problem with the world in which we live. Men can identify as women, and plants can identify as cheeseburgers. It doesn't make any sense, Dawn. The world's upside down.
Scary world.
What is happening?
What is happening right now in America?
Too funny.
This would be a good burger if, again, say your tongue was taken out.
That's not true.
Somebody force-fed it to you. No, but your burger is delicious. Your Bella Luna burger is absolutely amazing.
Thank you very much.
Delicious that you do this. And is it hard to get good meat? I mean, is it difficult to do that?
No, not really. I mean, you know, we do all our shopping at Restaurant Depot, and they've got all top shelf stuff down there. So, you know, right down Wilmington, Delaware.
Hey, you want to try the Beyond Burger?
I think it's because Dawn's you grind it. You fresh grind it. That's why it makes it so good.
Yeah, I grind my. These were just made. I just made these Wednesday night. My grinder broke, and I had to borrow a neighbor's. It was a disaster, but we got through it.
It's so good.
The Fugazi?
No, it's not a Fugazi. It's
the green.
It's so good.
Listen, Monica and Richard and Annunziato are in studio with me. They are with their wonderful little mom and pop shop here, La Bella Luna. And the Green New Deal, by the way, would make it so that there are no more cows. Because the cow chewed. So they want to ban. I'm not joking here when I say this. The fact that you would start a burger company knowing that America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, would literally ban cows. I salute you for that. What a risk you're taking.
Yeah.
Well, we're counting on re-election and then the whole family to run through, like your previous guest just said, that the Trump family lives on, you know, for a long period of time in the White House. So let's hope that that happens.
Donald Trump loves burgers, by the way.
Yeah, yes. We're hoping he's listening and we could go there next, you know.
La Bella Luna visits the White House.
But I'll tell you what, Greg and I, we outvoted you because we both just tasted
it. It's amazing. Good.
The Beyond Burger?
Yeah, okay. It is delicious.
All right, your votes don't count. See, that's the thing about it.
It's
this is not
show.
A democracy here. I'll tell you one thing. It's the reason why I love Donald Trump, and I've been with him many times. He loves burgers so much, right? So I'll tell you this one story. I had a friend who was doing debate prep for him.
No, it's
and was at Mar-a-Lago. Then the friend goes with him to his country club, and everybody's sitting around, right? So we're waiting for the polls to. My friend's waiting for the polls to come back. The elections, it's the primary, and he goes, "Who wants a burger?" And you got to get a burger. And he's that kind of a guy. Right. So he says to my friend, "You want a burger? I'll get you a burger." And I go, my friend goes, "Sure, I'll have one." And as my friend's eating, he goes, "Is that not the best burger you've ever had in your life? Come on, how good is that burger? How right. great is that burger?"
There you go.
Meat. Yeah. Delicious meat. Yep. He loves to eat quarter pounders, too.
There you
That's
go.
His big thing. And so I think he would absolutely love your burger,
I'd
no doubt.
I'd love to give him one.
The seated roll, too. You got to do the seated roll.
Most definitely. That's
the you got to do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right,
100%.
They got to do.
Yeah,
don't you
it's
think?
Delicious.
I mean,
yes.
Trump's a real man. You can't have a vegan president. See, this is why Cory Booker can't win. Cory Booker's a vegan.
There's many reasons why Cory Booker can't.
Well, that's true. But you imagine America with a vegan president, Dawn? I can't see that.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's not a qualification. There's nothing wrong with the. You can't vote on the vegan, you know, thing.
See, I think America loves to know their president eats meat.
Sure.
I agree.
All American president.
All American beef, yeah. right? Yep. You know yes. what I mean? It's a beautiful
for
thing.
Dinner. Yes.
One thing we do in America better than we have the best beef, right? Our
Absolutely.
Cows, the
yep.
greatest.
Yep.
And the Angus is really good. Is it worth
Top
people
shelf.
Buying Angus if they can?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Better flavor.
Makes a difference.
Yeah.
All right, so tell us real quick the other burgers that you have in the room here besides the fake ones.
Veggie burger. Yeah, so veggie we have burgers
yep,
too.
Veggie cheeseburger, yeah. veggie cheeseburger, jalapeno.
Fried
we
onions. Yeah.
Everything burger, raw onion. We got the Zioli burger over there, which will probably go on the menu. We'll call that the Zioli burger.
Yeah. Oh, I'm honored.
Yeah,
look at
the
that.
Zioli burger.
Yeah.
The Zioli burger is sauteed jalapenos, chipotle mayo. Yep. It's no cheese.
No
it's
cheese.
And the,
on the seeded
the
roll.
Seeded
yep.
roll.
Yeah. We have our grilled veggie wrap, so oven
which
roasted.
Looks amazing.
It is good. It's really
yeah.
good. Oven roasted vegetables, five different types in there with a pesto spread and some feta cheese on a tomato basil tortilla.
Wrap. Yep.
So, where can yeah. people find you guys?
Find us on Facebook, right?
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, La Bella Luna Food Cart.
Yep.
That's
and if they want to visit you in person to buy your food?
We're
catering right now.
Just
yeah.
catering
so,
right now. Okay.
We're currently
a food
without
cart.
Cart.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, listen,
yeah.
best of luck. Thanks for being friends of the show.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
Thank
for
you for
us.
Helping
Thank
us
Thank
kill
you.
Cows. We appreciate it.
Yes.
And we will fight for the rights of beef no. eaters everywhere.
We're
all
right?
right
there with you. Absolutely.
All right. God bless you
Thanks,
guys.
Rich.
Thanks for coming in studio. We'll be right
Thanks,
back.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!